This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Sherry Albright, Executive Director of the Macoupin County Economic Development Partnership. Sherry, our topic of conversation today is Build Macoupin County Energy Efficiency Program. And just this morning, we had a signing by County Board Chairman Andy Menar of a grant that's going to make some funds available for what we're going to talk about. And we will talk now about what is this energy efficiency program.
Well, Macoupin County and the Macoupin Economic Development Partnership were recently awarded a grant of $75,000 that will assist commercial building owners located in certain areas of our county to make needed improvements to the structure. And the purpose of the grant is to reduce energy costs and for job creation in our county.
Now, what kind of improvements are we talking about? Structural or heating and cooling? What kind of requirements do we have there?
Well, our first priority projects are lighting upgrades, heating and air conditioning systems, and refrigeration upgrades. If we have money left at the end of the cycle, our second priority will be replacement of building windows and doors.
Now, does this need to be done by contractors, or do the owners do it themselves? I mean, I know some of this is you have to buy it from someplace, but as far as what they do, how is that? Is there any limitations?
Well, we would like to see commercial property owners partner with Macoupin County contractors. That's where the job creation component of it, of the program, comes into play. Part of our goal is to provide jobs for our contractors. All of the projects will have to pay prevailing wage because it is a state-funded grant. And so whether you use employees of your business to do the work or you hire a contractor, prevailing wage will have to be paid.
And that's something that'll go in with the application process. They'll know what that is in their area?
Yes, yes. We have those access to that data.
Now, as far as these projects, they are rather specific in where they will go and how you do it. And maybe we could talk about the process.
Sure. The grant was written on October 15th, 2010. And for a project to qualify, it has to be located in a community that was a member of MEDP on that date, or in unincorporated Macoupin County, and the site also has to be located within Ameren service territory.
So this is based on if you receive your electric or your utility services from Ameren.
Yes, because we're working in conjunction with Ameren's Act on Energy program.
If someone thinks they have a qualifying project, what do they do? Fill out an application and then it's reviewed?
Yes, the first order of business, if you think you have a project that qualifies, is to contact me and we'll go over it. But in order to apply for the MEDP Energy Efficiency Grant, you have to have received approval from Ameren's Act on Energy program first. So when a building owner applies to Ameren, they can go on actonenergy.com to find all of the qualifications. They work with their contractor. Our local contractors have been wonderful to property owners, helping them through the application process with Ameren. Once they've received a letter of approval from Ameren, then they can fill out our application, and then we move through the local process. And we have a staff person that will help with the application process. There's also a $400 application fee for the county portion of the program.
$75,000 is what you're working with. So once there's been applications, the $75,000 used, is it over?
It's over. We hope that we can spread the money throughout our member communities. We'd like to see projects happening in all of those communities. And but once the money is allocated, then the program will be over.
This was talked about a little bit before the actual signing of the grant. Is the application process going on right now, say as of today when people hear this program, and already running?
The applications will actually be ready for distribution on Tuesday. But we've had a lot of interest from commercial building owners. I have a list of over 25 building owners, some of which have already received approval from Act on Energy. And so this will just build on top of that for those building owners.
You don't have a projection of how long you think this might go, just looking at what you've got going right now as far as, you know, if somebody sits there and waits, that could be too late.
Yes, it could. We've actually been very pleasantly surprised by the amount of interest that we've already had, because we're just announcing the program today. And so my hope is that we get all of this money spent very quickly, and I can ask the state for more.
There are several specifics that one's got to do to get the application process rolling and so forth. And therefore, can they talk to your office ahead of time to maybe make the process a bit more simple?
Yes, definitely. They can contact the MEDP office, talk with me. My number is 217-556-8696, or you can reach me at sherry@macoupinpartners.com. You can also visit our website, macoupinpartners.com.
Sherry, like, thank you for talking about the energy program today on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.